You know, that's been, you know, a lot of our goals, and you know, hopefully we can change that. Yeah, I think it's a lot. I think it's a great class. I think it's a great class of running backs. We have a lot of talent in this class. I talked to a lot of the guys, you know, in this class, the running back group. I think we're a close group. And I just think we have the talent to go first this round, this year.
Iowa offensive lineman Brandon Scherf, podium B. Iowa offensive lineman Brandon Scherf, podium B.
You know, it's a passing league. It's a passing league, and, you know, it's hard to say, you know, it's a devalue, we're a devalue position. You know, I guess, you know, teams just going with, you know, with the picks they actually need. You know, I don't know. I don't know the thoughts that's going through their head. Maybe they didn't feel, you know, the running backs the last couple of years were first round talent. I don't know. Le'Veon Bell and Gio's pretty good. I can't answer that. So we just have to change that this year and show people that we're capable of going first round. Yeah, I talked to Coach Hammock a little bit, but I learned a lot from him. He's a big reason I'm here standing today. Obviously, he taught me so much from the mental aspect of the game. He brought me along, and it was a tough road. It was tough. We went through a lot, but you know, I could definitely say it's because of him I'm standing here today. Nah, I like all NFL teams. I like the color. So I just got the Lions hat. I know a lot of people was giving me stuff about it on Twitter, this and that. You know, I'm not really I don't have a favorite team. I got too many teammates that play on teams, so I kind of just go with whatever. But I like the hat, so I bought it.
Texas A&M running back Trey Williams, table 6. Texas A&M running back Trey Williams, table 6. Yeah.
I watch a lot of running backs. I watch a lot of running backs, and I try to take different, you know, bits and pieces of their game and try to, you know, mix it with mine. Obviously, you can't be that back. Every running back is different. You know, I'm not Jamaal Charles. Jamaal Charles is his own man. He's a phenomenal player in the NFL. We are similar, but he has he got that little burst. I don't think I have that, you know, but I try to take different things from each and every player that's in the league that's successful. And just try to mix with my own game. Yeah. James, I talk to James and Monty all the time. You know, I'm really close with those guys still. And I've been talking with James a lot throughout this process. He's been coaching me up. He told me, you know, it's going to be a mental grind, but you'll be able to handle it. You'll be able to get through it. You know, any questions I have, you know, about what did you experience in your interviews, this and that, he was there letting me know. Jared Abadaris. It was a lot of teammates that reached out to me and just trying to fill me in and help me out. That'll be sweet. We mentioned it a couple of times, and we thought it'd be cool. But, you know, with this draft in the NFL, you never know where you're going to go. I got to check my tag again. But I haven't met with the Patriots. Yeah. You know, to even be, you know, mentioned in the same sentence as Barry Sanders is an honor. You know, that's a great person to be second to. A great player, phenomenal player. I was 40 yards, you know, away, and it sucked a little bit, but you know, it is what it is. You know, it's standing there for someone else to break.
Coach Alvarez said you were pretty motivated by Cameron Osmond's comments.
Oh yeah.
I
was real motivated. You know, I felt like, you know, he took a shot at, you know, not just me, but all the Big Ten running backs. And, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you have to suit up and you have to go out there and play ball. You know, talking really don't get you anywhere. But, you know, I was excited. You know, and it wasn't just because of him. I was motivated. It was our last game. I wanted to win that bowl game. I knew it was my last game to, you know, try to help this team win a bowl. We haven't won a bowl in 4 years. So, I mean, that was enough motivation for me right there.
Melvin, you could have been here last year, but you chose to come back for one more season. How glad are you made that choice, and in what ways are you better better as a result of playing one more year in college?
Yeah, it's a decision I'm proud of. I came back because I wanted to be more of a complete running back. I wanted to be more a better football player. And I think, I achieved that. I showed people that I don't need James or Monty to go out there and pass protect. I wasn't perfect. Not everyone is, but you make some mistakes. But, they can count on me. And that's what I wanted to show in the passing game, the running game, and, pass protecting.
You knew then you were on the cusp of your NFL dream, but had it last year, probably not as high as a draft pick. But now that you're inching ever closer, does the excitement build day by day?
It do. I've losing sleep each and every night. Even now, they said take every day, every interview as if it was a game, and that's how I do. And, you laying in bed at night, you're just thinking about, what this coach is going to say, what that coach is going to say, and you get a little nervous. So, I'm really excited about this whole process. I don't think so. I don't know. My goal is, 4.4 or 4.5. I just want to run fast. That's it. That's all I know.
Melvin, were you and Rob surprised or bummed that there are only two Badgers at the combine this year?
Not really. Some great key guys on our team, they got hurt, so I knew that would kind of affect them a little bit. They kind of killed their opportunity to come here. But I do believe if our guys were healthy, some of our guys were healthy, without a doubt, it would be more Badgers here. It was real important. Not just to boost my NFL stock, but just to help us, and help our team in a different way. I just wanted to go out there and show people that I could do that, and I didn't get as many opportunities as other people. I know that, and it's still questions about me being able to catch the ball. I know that too, but the opportunities I got, I did my best to try to show people that I can catch the ball and that people can count on me in the passing game. Yeah, I'm excited about Corey. I'm really excited about him. He works so hard. He works like a senior with, his last chance, his last game to show anybody what he got. And, he's balanced and his vision is great. He sees some things. He do some things and I'm just like, wow, he's stronger than most people think. He's faster than what most people think. And his vision and his cuts will get him places. So I'm excited to watch Corey. He's grown. He's a smarter football player, and he'll be ready to take on this team and carry Wisconsin next year.
Thanks, guys.
The Wisconsin team.
Good. Thanks, guys. We're good.
Bradford all the way back on.
We're good.
I'm sorry.